From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we read it so you don't have to, just the good parts of the new book from Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards. First, though, President Bush is off to the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland this weekend with a lot to think about. He signed the Medicare overhaul bill this week, a key element in his agenda, and he's concluded 7 months of fundraising for his reelection with a record $112 million. But he also angered much of the world community by barring opponents of the war in Iraq from American reconstruction contracts to rebuild from that war. Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, I guess the big story still is the fuss over these contracts with Iraq.
Exactly. The story actually started to break over the weekend when a memo appeared, a memo by Paul Wolfowitz online at the Department of Defense. And it started to build over the course of the week. We don't get a chance to ask the president questions every single day, but he did finally have to weigh in on it yesterday. And in a meeting with his cabinet, with reporters there, he did seem more than a bit perturbed about the kind of questions that the U.S. is getting about this.
It's a surprise, the negative reaction from overseas?
I don't think that is a surprise. And I think that they probably did a little polling on this in the U.S. when the president was talking about those who sacrificed blood and dollars to liberate Iraq should be the ones who benefit from these reconstruction contracts. He did put it yesterday in terms of taxpayer dollars. So even though they are getting negative reaction around the world, I think they're confident that the reaction here in this country will not be that negative. And I think there's part of a broader strategy here, too, about how they may use this as leverage down the road with other countries.
Let me ask you about Medicare. The president signed the bill this week. There are some polls coming out saying that a lot of seniors don't have much confidence in the plan, but still, this is a very significant political achievement, I would think, from the standpoint of the White House.
And it was a big photo op for the president this week. This is an issue that they feel like they have stolen from the Democrats. It's been a Democratic issue forever. But these polls are showing, as you said, that there is a healthy skepticism out there. There are worries about the drug benefit that these Medicare reforms offer, that it isn't perhaps going to be all that helpful to those who really need it, that the reforms themselves are so complicated that they'll be difficult for the average senior to navigate and make any sense out of. So skepticism is out there, but do count on this to be a major plank in the Bush reelection domestic platform next year, though there is clearly still, from these early polls, plenty that has to shake out before we really know if it'll be a big plus for the president or not next year.
Well, one thing that they've been talking about, and I think the White House is, again, pleased with, is that they now very strongly believe that Governor Howard Dean will be the Democrat that they're going to face next year. Now, that prospect had been something that Mr. Bush's chief political advisor, Karl Rove, had been salivating about earlier. Is it still seem like such a good idea to him?
Well, it is their job to talk about how close this election is going to be. They don't want to sound like they think they've got it in the bag next year. And indeed, if you look at polls, there's no reason to think that that Mr. Bush is a shoo-in for next year. But if they were thrilled about the notion of Dean this summer, they are certainly looking at the things he has done in terms of using this grassroots organization to really energize his supporters and a lot of young supporters who haven't typically participated in the process. So I think they are beginning to recognize that if he is the guy, he could be perhaps much more formidable than they thought he would be when they were looking at him this summer.
Well, he may be trouble, but the president says this week, look, I'm done with my fundraising. I've gotten that out of the way. He's got $112 million. That's got to be a pretty good season for him.
And a lot of that money will be used to bash whoever the Democratic nominee is. But he's not done with fundraising. He's done for this year, but he's going to crank it up again after the year. They've raised $112 million. They're shooting for as much as $200 million.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.